place here. All right, I'll tell you all why I called this family meeting. I have something to tell you that's going to make you all very happy.
You mean?
No, we are not getting a divorce. This weekend, I'm throwing you all in the back of the truck, and we're going for an old-fashioned Lambert family campout.
All right!
Yeah! Isn't that great?
Campout? You mean like where you sleep on the ground?
And there's nowhere for the tidy wool man to swim?
Makes you wish you were there already, doesn't it?
Question.
Yeah?
Where will this nightmare be taking place?
Only the most beautiful spot you have ever seen.
You mean Dead Man's Clearing?
You got it, champ.
All right.
Frank, Dead Man's Clearing?
Honey, it's just that wacky pioneer humor. You know, when you have people dying by the wagon load, you have to do something to lighten the mood.
Good sell, Frank.
Come on, you guys are gonna love it out there. You wake up with the sun, you cook your food on a stick, and maybe even see a real bear up close.
Which is the part I'm gonna love? Mother, will you please tell Grizzly Adams and his kinfolk that we respectfully decline? Well, I've never been a big fan of camping, but I do think that it's important that we do things together as a family.
We do things together. We have vicious, ugly fights.
Well, now we can have them in the great outdoors.
Are we being too subtle here? We don't want to go.
Mom, don't make us do this.
Please, we're your real children.
All right, come on, come on. Now, if the Lamberts love camping, then let's give it a try. I mean, I'm sure there are things that we love that they can learn to love, too.
Sure, like eating with utensils.
No. I mean, like, well... Next month, the Munich Opera is coming to town. You'll come with us.
Well, absolutely. Carol, the opera.
Yes, Frank, opera, where people wear costumes and sing beautiful music.
I know about opera. One of my favorite singers is that big guy, that Luciano Pepperoni guy.
Just like M&M's. They're bite-sized, they taste great, they don't melt in your hand. I wonder if they'll ever make grapes with peanuts in them.
Cody, did your parents have the same last name before they were married?
Well, you got me. I didn't know them before they were married.
Now, whenever you go out, lock the door and make sure you leave a light on so it looks like somebody's home. And make sure
Carol, will you relax? I've got your lists. I know there are a lot of weirdos out there. Not to mention in here.
Hey, Carol, you are gonna love Dead Man's Clearing. I remember once I got bit by a snake. Uncle Frank had to suck out the venom. Then there was a time I got caught in the bear trap. Almost took my head off. Then when I was 9, these leeches...
Cody! Please, you're spoiling all the surprises.
Snake bite kit, insect repellent, splints, everything we need for a great weekend.
This is so embarrassing. My first camping trip and my luggage is mismatched.
Karen, we're only going for a weekend. You don't need 2 suitcases full of clothes.
Oh, my clothes are in the truck. This is just my cosmetics.
Okay, we've got video games, CDs, and enough batteries to last us for the weekend. All right, Frank, take us to your swamp.
We are going camping. We don't need video games, we don't need makeup, and we don't need music.
I've got the ratatouille.
Then we don't need ratatouille.
Well, fine, then you can have the smoked salmon or the liver pate. And look at this ham. Isn't it cute?
Give me that. What is the matter with you people? This is a camping trip. And when you camp with Frank Lampert, you live off the land. We'll hunt, we'll fish, and we'll eat what we catch.
Yeah. All we need is a Bowie knife and our wits.
Wouldn't that leave you with just a Bowie knife?
Camping is a lot more fun when you rough it.
Yeah, well, Frank, my idea of roughing it is slow room service.
That's great. Honey, save those for the road. It's a 6-hour drive. Okay, everybody, pack up. Well, this is it. For the next few days, this is going to be home. How'd you kids like riding in the back of the truck?
Just peachy. By the way, did anyone happen to catch my kidneys when they bounced out of my back?
I love riding in the back of the truck. You can spit straight up and hit the person behind you.
Ah, this is the life. No phones, no traffic. The nearest civilization is the ranger station 20 miles away.
You know, the Lambert family has been coming to these woods for years. Kira, come here. I want to show you something. Come here. Look at this. Grandpappy Lambert carved his name right in that tree.
Frank, all I see there is a big X.
Well, that's Grandpappy Lambert for you. He was handy with a knife, but dumb as dirt.
Stand.
Well, that's a team spirit. You know, we'll make the best of things out here.
It was so easy. It's lying right there behind the back tire of Frank's truck.
Karen, I put that rock behind the tire because I parked on a hill and I didn't want the truck to roll backwards down into the lake.
Are not as bad as they seem.
Well, things are worse than I thought. We're definitely stranded. That truck's in 6 feet of water.
Well, Frank, what are we gonna do?
Well, don't worry, Carol. We'll wait till the ranger comes by. We'll winch it out. We'll dry it off. So it'll smell like catfish for a few months. Won't be the first time.
Frank, I am not talking about your stupid truck. I'm talking about us being stranded.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's bad, too. Because all we have to do is stay put. The ranger makes his rounds once a week. The longest we'll be stranded here is 6 days.
Wait a minute. 6 days? 6 days? I'm making a break for it.
Dana, it's rough terrain out there. You could get lost.
Let her go, Dad.
Feel better after we get something to eat.
Yeah, Carol, you're right. Hey, Brendan, Al, JT, let's go hunt up some grub.
Yeah! Hunt up some grub.
Just an owl.
What's the matter with you? Have you never been in the woods at night?
I've never been anywhere at night.
Okay, everybody. It's
Dinner time.
Oh, great. We're starving.
Oh, boy. What do we have?
Well, I'm not sure, JT, but the gravy came up real good.
Tastes like woodchuck.
Looks like upchuck.
Here you go, honey.
Yeah, no, thanks, Frank. I'm a vegetarian.
Since when?
Just since lunch.
What's that?
It smells like peanuts and nougat, smothered in creamy milk chocolate. She's got a candy bar! Get her! You. Now give me that.
Give it. Let go. Now set an example.
I lost my head.
Man, what a dream come true. Hello in there. I'm looking for a beautiful blonde with a gorgeous smile.
She left. She may be back after she's had a bath, if you're lucky.
Looks like somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Well, it wasn't me, Frank, because I don't have a bed. I have a little patch of dirt with a bunch of sharp rocks that stick up into my ribs.
Look, Carol, why don't we get away from the kids for a while and find a little spot in the woods, get in touch with nature, huh?
No offense, Frank, but you stink. And I'm attracting flies.
Hey, Carol, let's just... Honey, come on. Now, why don't you and I... Let's just go down to the lake and we'll take a bath together.
The lake is 40 degrees. It's filled with catfish and algae and a 1987 pickup truck.
Come on. What happened to that positive little lady who was going to give camping a try?
She gave it a try, Frank. And after 3 days of fighting off bat-sized mosquitoes and playing name that meat, the only thing I am positive of is that I hate camping.
I want you to know that after 3 days up here, I am now out of astringent. I hope you're satisfied.
See, Frank, it's not just me. We all hate this.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted everybody to have fun.
Oh, Frank, it's not your fault. And it wouldn't be so bad if I didn't feel so base, so primal, so much like a savage.
Nice try, Carol, but I'm not in the mood anymore.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to the ranger station. I don't care if it is 20 miles. I can't take this anymore.
You can't go walking through the woods by yourself. There's bears out there.
Gee, I didn't think you cared about me.
I don't. My dad told me to look out for you. I mean, if you get mauled by a bear, I could lose my TV privileges.
touches me, but I'm going on.
Wait, wait. I heard something.
Come on, JT. Don't try and scare me. It won't work. How'd you do that?
I didn't do that.
I'm not sure.
We either stay completely still or run as fast as we can.
Tell you what. You stay completely still. I'll run as fast as I can.
Hey, there you guys are. Hey, didn't I tell you to not wander off like that? No, it's dangerous out here in the woods. The woods are full of, well, they're full of those.
What do we do?
Look, there's no sense making this a three-course meal. You guys, back up slowly and find your way back to camp. I'll take care of Yogi.
Good plan, Frank.
But, Dad, I want
to... No, it's okay. I'll be fine. You guys go. 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 Go.
Okay, Bear. Shoot.
Oh, okay. Don't shoot. Oh, what a nice big bear. Bear, want a treat? You're gonna love. You're gonna love this treat. It's got peanuts and chocolate and nougat and. Oh, what a nice big bear. Oh, you're gonna love it. It's gonna be fine. Here you go. And there you go, bear. Oh, good bear. Good bear.
Home. Gotta get out of these clothes and burn them.
With food that wasn't looking for food this morning.
Unbelievable. The truck rolled into the lake. We almost got mauled by a bear. The Fosters had a rotten time. What a great camping trip.
Too bad the ranger came early.
Let's go get the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Look, Carol, I know it was a tough weekend, but we got through it. And I think that we learned a few things that we can use on our next camping trip.
Oh, I know what I learned, Frank. I learned that there's not going to be a next camping trip.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you the one who's always saying we should do things together as a family?
Yes, but camping is not one of them. Look, Frank, I learned a very important lesson this weekend. Families are made up of individuals, and we should respect our differences. You know, we can do a lot of things together, but we don't have to do everything together. Oh,
that's great. For a minute, I thought I was going to have to go to that opera.
Oh, you're going to that opera with me, Frank. You owe me.
Well, wait a minute. Now, what about my individuality?
Yeah, well, you lost that when I had to eat rodent kebabs. We are going to the Wagner Festival, and it will be the best 12 hours you ever spent.
12 hours?
And if you would like to discuss this further, we will talk about it in the shower.
Honey, opera gives me sit... In the shower? Oh, you win some, you lose some.